What stands out about their tight ends? They got like 80 catches from those guys.
It shows you that, I mean, they're very reliable. And you see them come up on, show up on film. Like you said, they have a lot of receptions. And, I mean, it's not just one tight end. It's like they have, well, maybe they're three tight ends are probably the three leading receivers on the team. So, I mean, you have to be lowering your technique. And those guys find ways to get open. And he likes them as a target.
Do you expect them, obviously, to play desperate, same way kind of like you guys trying to fight to get into the postseason at 6-5 for them anyway?
I think they're going to try to have the same mindset, try to find a way to get a win. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's about competing and getting a win. And for us, it's about getting a win at home and protecting the home turf.
What do you see from Brock Osweiler? I know he's had some good games. He's struggled a bit, too. I mean, what do you see from him as a quarterback?
I think he has a real strong arm. You see it on time on film that he puts a lot of zip on the ball. And he makes plays, and he's there for a reason. He's a starting quarterback in this league for a reason. So, I mean, I think he's a good quarterback, and he does good things.
Strong arm, but the accuracy has been his one bugaboo this year. What is it like to go against a quarterback who's got a cannon, but you know you might have a chance to get your hands on the ball as well?
My opinion, I look at all these guys. They're good, man. Like, this is a tough league to play in. It's very hard. And for you to be a starter in this league, that says a lot. So, I mean, it's something you're doing good and something you're doing right. So you have to go in with sound technique because no matter what, I mean, you slip over, take someone like they'll make you pay for it.
Does Will Fuller's speed show up on tape? I know he ran a 4.32 or something.
Oh, yeah, you see it on tape. You know, he's a deep threat. And like I say, you see him taking deep shots to him. And, I mean, the ball's out there where you think he's not going to be able to catch it, and he catches up to it and gets it.
Why do you think DeAndre Hopkins hasn't had the stats that he necessarily had last year?
I really don't know. I mean, my main focus is focused on, you know, our unit, our team, my game. So, I mean, that's I don't know what's going on, but he's a dominant receiver, and he's shown that. And he has big playmaking ability, so you have to respect that going into the game.
Has he been drawing a lot of double teams from what you've seen on film? Have you seen that on him a lot?
You see some teams have, some teams haven't, but, I mean, I don't know what team's game plans were for him. But I know that we have to go in and play as a unit because he has the big playmaking ability and he's a good receiver.
We're going to start to get colder around here. Is that something that you guys see as an advantage for your team, especially somebody from Texas coming in?
I don't know if it's really an advantage because I'm a Southern kid from Georgia, so I haven't gotten used to the cold yet, and it's been my 7th year. So, I mean, we all had to deal with it, and this is something you got to get through.
Hey, Morgan, what's it say about this defense that a lot of guys have been asked to do a lot of things out of the ordinary? Clay back inside, you dropping into the box, a couple of corners moving all over the place. So what's it say about the group that you're able to kind of hold on together?
I think our team as a whole, just guys are all in. Like, wherever's asked of them, they're going to do it, no hesitation, no problem. So, I mean, that's what you want as a team, and that's the good thing about our team and the luxury that we have guys that can play multiple positions and do multiple things.
Morgan, does it feel like the playoffs have kind of started for you guys because you've got to win as much as you can here to try to get in the playoffs?
I mean, that's the mindset you got to have. I mean, it's a week-to-week process. I mean, 1 week at a time, and then every game is a must-win for us, and you want to win, so you can't get too far ahead of ourselves or worry about what other teams are doing. We have to control what we can control.
You mentioned protecting home turf. First of all, how nice is it to be back here this weekend, and how important is it to perform well?
I mean, it's great to be back. I mean, just front our home crowd. I mean, with our crowd, that gives you that energy and just being with your family and just going through your normal routine on a comfortable area, comfortable surroundings. So that's really big for us, and we should look forward to it.